with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Utah's Republican governor has apologized for sending a campaign email with a photo from Arlington National Cemetery. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
Governor Spencer sent a campaign email that included a photo of him and Donald Trump at Arlington National Cemetery during a wreath-laying ceremony. Federal law prohibits campaign or election-related activities within Army National Military Cemeteries. Cox's campaign apologized for using the photo and politicizing the graveside ceremony. The governor said the email did not go through the proper channels and should not have been sent. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump was stumping in Michigan today, saying he wants more babies in the U.S. That's why, if elected, he will support full funding for couples seeking in vitro fertilization treatment.
We're pro-family. Nobody's ever said that before. But the IVF treatments are expensive. It's very hard for many people to do it and to get it. But I've been in favor of IVF right from the beginning. If you talk to them, they'll say, oh, he really doesn't like, they have ads, like, I'm against it. It's just the opposite.
Mr. Trump did not spell out how the program would be paid for. Donald Trump has asked a federal court to intervene in his hush money criminal case, seeking a pathway to overturn his conviction and indefinitely delay his sentencing scheduled for next month. The former president's lawyers on Thursday asked the U.S. District Court in Manhattan to take control of the New York City criminal case, arguing that the state-level prosecution violated Trump's constitutional rights and ran afoul of the Supreme Court's recent ruling on presidential immunity. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 243 points, the Nasdaq dropped 39. This is SRN News. Doctors in the United Kingdom take a stand.
A growing number of them are quitting the British Medical Association over its continued support for sex change operations on children and the use of puberty-blocking drugs. BMA leaders have decided to reject the CAS review, a wide-ranging study released earlier this year by British medical researchers that found that helping youngsters live as the opposite sex produces no measurable improvement in their mental health and, in fact, causes harm. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge extended a temporary order allowing a boy to play soccer for his New Hampshire high school girls team. U.S. District Court Chief Judge Landia McCafferty wants more time to consider arguments for a longer-term order and a possible trial. The families of two boys filed a lawsuit this month seeking to overturn the state's ban on males competing against females in school sports. The judge extended her order for another 2 weeks. This is SRN News. Jaguar has an important heads-up for owners of some of its electric SUVs.
The British automaker is telling owners of roughly 3,000 vehicles to park them outdoors and away from structures due to the risk of battery fires. Jaguar is recalling I-Pace SUVs from the 2019 model year, but has not yet developed a final fix. As an interim remedy, dealers will update software, limiting battery charging to 80% of capacity. The company has issued three previous recalls for the same problem. Rich Thomason reporting.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a lawsuit seeking to block a ban on firearms at the sprawling State Fair of Texas, one of the state's biggest annual celebrations. Fair organizers earlier this month announced a ban on guns after a shooting last year on the fairgrounds in the heart of Dallas. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.